Oh my gosh, I've got the most exciting surprise for you, friend. I know that today's episode is airing a little later than usual, so love me, but I really, really wanted to wait so that we could drop today's live boot camp training that just happened. Like, we just finished this incredible training on the steps to starting a podcast that makes money. Now, if you're not in the boot camp, we've got to remedy that right now. StephanieGass.com/bootcamp because we've got 4 more days of this fun. Like, you are about to, I hope, be completely blown away and transformed and challenged in today's live training that you're about to listen to. However, we've got 4 more days. So if you are not inside my boot camp, let's fix that. StephanieGass.com/bootcamp. I'm giving away scholarships to my programs, door prizes. Over the next few days, we're going to be learning about how to make money, how to stay consistent with our content creation, how to drive more leads with your podcast, whether you've started one or not. This is such an incredible training for you. It's completely free and it's happening right now. So, anyways, take a listen into today's sneak peek. I will not be airing any other day here on the podcast. So, again, you're going to have to come join if you want to hear the rest of the trainings. But today, you're gonna get to be a fly on the wall on what's going down over there. We are gonna be going through the steps to starting a podcast that makes money, to building the foundations of a thriving show that is going to be lead generating for you. So grab a hot cup of Joe, grab a notebook and pen. There's so many amazing nuggets in here. Oh, and by the way, when you come over there and join the boot camp, we've got a workbook for you that you can use. As you watch this training, instead of listen to it, you can go watch the training right now. So go get signed up for that. And you're gonna be able to get that workbook, and you'll get the workbook every single day. You can watch the replays. If you can't go live, just again, don't miss out. So much fun happening over there. You ready? Let's dive in. I don't want any of you to have a podcast just to have a podcast. We do not need another thing to do. We need to do the right things that are going to help us grow and be fruitful and multiply and help people at the same time. But I don't want you guys to have to do it with a bunch of hustle and 100 things. I want you to be able to simplify and streamline using podcasting. So that is what the focus is going to be this week. Today, we're going to go over how to build a solid podcast foundation, which is basically, what are the key components to setting up your podcast the right way? Tomorrow, we're going over monetization, how to make money from your podcast. Day three, I'm going to teach you guys my simple sales method. I am telling you guys, those of you that show up for this for all 5 days, you will forever be equipped in this space. You are going to be so much farther than you are today. But day three, like if I had to pick a favorite day, it would be day three because sales is my bestie. I'm obsessed with sales. I make sales easy and fun, which it should be. And so you guys are going to love that day. Day four, I teach you about scaling. Like, how do we actually get visible and grow this thing, this podcast, this business, this mission? And then on day five, you guys are going to hang out with me in a live or in a private Zoom room, and we're going to have just a coffee chat together. You're going to bring your coffee, and we're going to cuddle and snuggle and wear our PJs. Because by day five, you guys, I got my hair in a messy bun, and we are just like, we're BFFs by Friday. Okay. Like, we've had our first date, and we're chilling. We're chilling by Friday. So that's going to be so much fun because you guys will be able to bring your questions and really have a deeper dive with me on Friday. So let's begin. Let's pray. Let's get into the mindset and the heart posture that the Lord is asking of us. And then we'll start with our scripture of the day. Lord God, we thank you so much for this incredible week that you have carved out for each and every person that is here live and each and every heartbeat that is going to watch the replay. We are so grateful that you have called all of us together for a time such as this. I just pray, Father, that you would speak through me and give encouragement, confidence, and peace, that you would help us all to know what the next right step is for us in our lives and in our businesses,
that this boot camp would provide tactical tools and takeaways for them to up level and go out into the world and serve and glorify you with their businesses, Lord. I pray against distraction and I pray against any plan of the enemy in Jesus' name. It would not come against them or us or the boot camp. And we would all be here gathered in your name, learning and growing and being inspired and encouraged by the incredible things that you have for us this week. And we all said, amen. All right, let's go. Okay, today's scripture of the day comes from Jeremiah 29:11. You guys know it well, most likely. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Okay, so if that's the verse of the day, Jeremiah 29:11, I want to talk to you about resistance. So this verse clearly tells us, and we know scripture is the truth. God has clear plans for you. He has plans. You know who else has plans? We have plans. I am so guilty of trying to go before the Lord, right? Well, I have a plan, Lord. I'm going to build this business over here and I'm going to show up here and here and here and here and here. And I'm going to be everywhere and do all the things because I need to make money. But when I get centered and focused and rooted back in his word, what do I hear? He has plans to prosper me, not to harm me, plans to give me hope in a future. And that is the same story for you. But we all have a resistance to that. That feels way too scary. How can I fully trust you, Lord, to grow this business, to bring people and audience and leads into this thing that you've asked me to create? Let me go figure this out without you. Who do we think we are? It's so funny. And I am definitely one of the first people to raise my hand and say that I struggle with this. So we all have a resistance to growing our business or our podcast God's way. So I'm going to share with you guys a quick story about me. So for those of you that don't officially know me, Steph Gass here, I have been a full-time entrepreneur now for almost 15 years. 15 years. I'm a boy mom. I have a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old boy. I have a 2-year-old sheep-a-doodle, Boots. He's sleeping right next to me. And so I am just totally surrounded by boys all the time and my husband. So you guys pray for me, but it's fine. I'm fine. Anyways, 14, 15 years ago, I got laid off from my job. I was a financial controller for a global solar company, got laid off, and I started my own business. But actually, I didn't start my own business. I joined a network marketing company. I joined this company, and at the time, I was a Christian, but I was not in relationship with Jesus. Do you guys know what I'm saying when I say that? Hey, Steph, do you believe in God? Yeah, of course. But like, I'm growing my business. I'm idolizing success. I'm working endless hours. I'm posting all the time on social media. I was also such a high anxiety, over-functioning entrepreneur that I would drink so that I could turn off my mind. I would think of like, what time is it? Can I start drinking yet? I would drink on the weekends. And like, that was a whole thing that was super unhealthy for me. I would struggle with food because same thing, like this just obsessive, addictive personality was kind of running my life at that time. I had a 2-year-old when my network marketing business made it. Okay. So, and this is no shade to network marketing. If it wasn't MLM, it would have been something else for me. So I remember this pivotal moment where I'm walking the stage. 20,000, imagine this, 20,000 people are in the auditorium, in the stadium. I have a humongous life-size bonus check and it says $60,000. I had hit the rank of national marketing director. I was the top 1% of this network marketing company. And so I walk the stage with this huge check. I say whatever I'm going to say to the audience. My heart is beating so fast. All this work, all this time, all this obsessing, the 10 o'clock phone calls, the 5 a.m., the thing attached to my ear where I take calls and close sales 24/7. It's all worth it. This moment right here, it's all worth it, right? I walk off the stage and I feel nothing. I feel exactly the same. And that wasn't what I wanted to feel. I wanted to feel completely different. I wanted to know that the way I had been growing my business was worth it, but it wasn't because I felt the same. What happened from that moment, if you looked at it from an earthly perspective, you'd say, wow, she failed miserably. That sucks. Everything's falling apart for her. If you were to compare it to what was happening on a kingdom level, on a God's plan level, he was resetting and recalibrating what would become the business that I'm speaking to you from right now today. So very long story short, over the course of the next 12 months, my business crumbled. We went from 1,500 people in my downline, like team members, to like a few hundred. Like the revenue and the income was cut into an eighth of what it was. And this day came where I sat at my computer and we could not cover the mortgage because we had been living this lifestyle, right? So I walk out to my husband. At this point, I had a newborn, if I'm remembering correctly, a 2.5-year-old. I'm 60 pounds overweight, feeling real bad about myself at this moment in time. All the like postpartum hormones are going crazy. And I have to go to my husband, who works so hard for this family, and tell him we can't pay the mortgage. I have allowed this to happen, right? What was this all for? Why was I ignoring my kids to post on social media? Why was I taking phone calls on family vacations? What was this for when there is nothing to show for it? I swear God like came in that moment and must have just dropped into my husband because he said, we'll just borrow money from our oldest son's savings account and we'll pay the mortgage. It's okay. Which was even worse. It was like, I remember turning from him so that he wouldn't see like all the mascara tears just like coming down like waterfall. And I remember walking into my office and I was like, this is it. Like I can no longer lean on my own strength. I have lost the identity that I was wearing of success. Like I am a success story because this business is successful. That was a lie. And everybody's going to find out that I was a fraud. Everyone's going to know, right? And so I'm in this identity crisis. In 2016, I joke and I share that it was my Britney Spears year. Do you guys remember when she shaved her head and starts like whacking the car with the umbrella? I swear that was my year. It was so ugly. I was so torn up. I was so lost. I was searching. I was seeking. And that's where God finds you. How many of you have been in that place or you're in that place right now? I don't know what to do. I've tried it all. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of leaning on my own strength. I'm done. God, you have the plans for me. I need to be partnered with you. So I got out a sheet of paper and I started to journal and I said, God, I'm done. I don't know you the way I need to know you, but I need to know you now. I surrender this whole thing to you. I'm done just giving you this piece of my life. I want you to take all of it, everything. The business is yours. My parenting is yours. My marriage is yours. My health is yours. My vices, my idols, my addictions. Yours, fully surrendered. And I started journaling on the paper and Holy Spirit showed up. And it was like, you are a daughter of the King. You have a kingdom business. You are a leader. You are sober. It still makes me get emotional. You are a present mom. You are a patient wife. All of these things on the paper, you guys. And I laughed. And I said, must be nice to be her, right? Because I'm over here like crying into my Doritos, right? Anyways, I share all of that with you to tell you that that was not so long ago. From that moment, I bought a Bible that I could understand, New Living Translation, highly recommended. I started praying messy because I didn't know how. I started going to a gym I couldn't afford and putting my kids in the daycare for 2 hours because that was the max. And learning to build a business God's way. That was in 2016. It is 2024. And friends, I'm the woman on the paper. I'm her. To God be the glory for that. I can say with 100% conviction, this is his business. I'm just working for him now. I'm partnered with him. And his plans over this business, they have prevailed. They have prospered. They have not harmed me. They have given me hope and a future. The thousands of women and maybe 10 men, we love you guys, that the Lord has brought into our student community and our courses and programs, I couldn't have done that on my own. The growth, the team that he has gifted me, I couldn't have done that on my own. Getting sober, getting rid of all the vices in my life, creating boundaries where I stop working at 3 o'clock 90% of the time. I don't really work on the weekends unless I want to. God. God. Do you want that for your life? It's possible. And that, friend, is why you are here. It is time. If this can be my story, this can be your story. I have a top 20 podcast. I have a seven-figure revenue-producing company. I have a team. We have an internship program. We make sales from the podcast every single day. All God, because of the moment I decided that I was done and I was going to be fully surrendered to him. It is your turn right now. While you're in this headspace, while you're in this heart posture, and you are going to type into box one on your workbook, my resistance is, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? And then in the box below, I want you to write down, what is God's truth over this lie that you've been believing, this fear that you've been feeding into? Because guess what? Fear is a what? Fear is a liar. God is not a God of fear, and he is not a God of confusion. He is a God of conviction. He is a God that makes a way. So right now, we're going to give you 2 minutes to write down your resistance and rewrite God's truth in your workbook. So what came through for you? What was your resistance and what was God's truth over that resistance? Okay, so I know that was heavy. I know that was a lot, but we have to first believe that this is possible. I can just come in here and give you a bunch of podcasting tips and monetization tips, and it will never work when you are not partnered with him. That is what I believe. It is the truth that I stand on. I am unapologetic about my faith. And so if that is not for you, that's okay with me. But if that feels so aligned for you, or you're feeling something right now that feels different, I believe that is your discernment. That is Holy Spirit saying you're in the right place. Lean in. You're in the right place. Lean in. We have to have a heart posture and a willingness to try something that might not be what everyone else is saying. God's way is not often the world's way. So we're about to get into the tactical training that I have for you guys today. For the next 25 minutes is going to be 100% tactical for you. But if you don't continue to come back to God's truth over your business, you're going to find yourself in that same hot mess in your Britney Spears year, right? No shade, Britney. Like, she come a long way, you guys. But that surrender to him, the relationship with Christ is an ongoing pursuit. My relationship with him today looks extremely different from 2016 when I was first really figuring everything out. But God is available. Jesus is right there. There, I think of it like there's this gift of how you can grow your business, a gift of how you can live your life, a gift of what is possible for you. And it's right here. And we're just running in circles around the gift instead of stopping, turning our attention to the only one that has the answers, receiving the gift and opening it. We don't have to hustle to earn it. We don't have to strive to get it. We simply have to turn our face to him and be willing to receive it. And that is available for everyone. So you guys stay in that place every day. open that Bible and find one verse and ask the Lord to show you what you need to know. Okay. So let's go. Let's talk about podcasting. Let's go. Who's ready? Okay. We are going to be moving to day two of your notebook, your workbook. Okay. I had been building a business on social media when I got back into the online space after the 2016 craziness. In 2017-ish, I was building my business primarily on Instagram and it was fine. So I thought, but I was spending 4 to 5 hours a day on social media to grow my business. I was getting coaching clients slowly, but it felt like this endless push, right? Let me go like this person's stuff and comment and do this thing and capture my kids on stories all the time so that I can be relatable. Like it just felt like so much. And I started to feel that same like crushing in my spirit. I didn't feel peace about the way that I was building my business anymore. And so I went on a 30-day fast from Instagram. And at this time, I had been praying really hard, like, Lord, how do I grow my business? I don't know how to get more. At the time, I was getting coaching clients. And I don't know what to do to get more leads, right? To grow my audience. I was blogging. I had a really weird YouTube channel. Please, thank goodness I hid all those videos from you guys to go find me. I was definitely social media posting all everywhere. In 2018, I had a dream and God said, start a podcast. It felt very prophetic. It felt very much to be an answer to my prayer. I didn't even listen to podcasts. It was like, okay, like I asked God, he answered me. I plugged in the staticky microphone that I had from Amazon. I made my own podcast art. Please don't, we're going to talk about that in a minute. It was so bad. It was just so bad. I was super crackly. I started my show. It was called Mompreneur Mastermind Show. And I started talking and everything completely blew up. It blew up. And this is what happens when you're obedient to God's will over your business, not just in pockets of your life, but everywhere. So what happened is that within 1 year of podcasting, I had a six-figure coaching business, but I was still on Instagram and I was still like, this was so much of my time. I was so exhausted. Okay. So I did this 1 month fast from Instagram, got off completely, started deleting the apps from my phone. I had been doing that for a few years and had felt the fruit of that already. But at this point, I was like, everybody stay off. I had one or two team members at the time. Nobody go on social, except for our Facebook group where we have our students. We were there. Anyways, everything grew within 30 days. It was crazy from the podcast. So I ended up extending it for 6 months. Nobody went on Instagram for 6 whole months as a company and everything exploded. We hit $500,000 in revenue. The email list grew. I had time and space in my mind to be the CEO, to be the visionary, to do sales, marketing, and messaging the way that I needed to reach people all across the world. It was this huge unlock for me. And I knew that God was calling me to teach people how to use podcasting as a method to grow their audience, get leads who watch the training, FYI friends, right? To make new friends in the online space, and then to build a business that was going to be sustainable, not 24-hour algorithm hustle 24/7, but sustainable, no shelf life. And I knew podcasting was the answer. Why? Because I was able to go deeper with my listener faster. How many of you, when you're on social, you're on stories or whatever, and you watch something, you click something, and then you get distracted and you move on. And like, that's because the dopamine hit is real. So when you're on social, your brain that has been conditioned and trained to get to the next dopamine hit. That's why we click off, we click on, we scroll, we can't finish a video. We have to go to the next one. That is a scientifically proven to be this thing in your brain that is looking for that next fix. And you guys, this is not your fault. The highest paid engineers in the world are working for these platforms to get you to stay on because you are ad revenue. Congratulations, you are ad revenue. No shade. I mean, I'm not mad at ads, it's fine. But the point is like, I am not going to be the subject of that. And so what I did is I got off of all of those social apps so that I could build my business in a way that was going to be deeply consumed, not superficially consumed. That's the difference. I hope you guys are listening. There are going to be a lot of nuggets. You best be taking some notes today. Okay. I was not going to be superficially consumed I was going to go deep with my listener, and podcasting was the answer because my person, they were doing laundry, carpooling, driving, commuting to work, and listening to the podcast. And every time they listened, they clicked a second one and they listened to another one and they listened to another one. Before long, they started saying, "I feel like you know me, Steph. I feel like we are friends. This is crazy. How do I work with you? How do I work with you?" Six magic little words that you want to hear, right? So at this moment in time, I just knew podcasting is the answer. I am going to not just podcast for my own business. I'm going to teach people to use a podcast to grow their business. That way, they can get off of social media completely if they want to. Because guess what happened? I never went back. Hallelujah. I do not use Instagram on a personal level. It is a business card for me. Isn't that crazy? I do not have Facebook app on my phone, unless we're in a boot camp, of course. Like, I'm just not there because I need peace. I need to be present in my life. And I refuse to build this business the world's way. I go against the grain, and I can see that the favor of the Lord is on that decision. And so if you feel like it's just too much building your business the world's way, welcome, because we're about to shift everything right now. So podcasting is definitely it. Now, those of you who are sitting in a resistance right now, "Oh, podcasting is too hard." No, it's not. Podcasting will take too much time. That's a lie. We can get it down to 2 hours a week or less, and you can get off of social media. So you can save 15 hours a week by getting off of social by doing 2 hours of podcasting. That sounds like an amazing swap to me. So podcasting, and listen, if you decide to come into the Steph Gass School, I've got a course that teaches you how to do the podcast. It's so simple. We have a group coaching program that teaches you how to optimize the show. Everything we're about to go through is inside the Stephanie Gass School. So if you need more like, "But how?" You're so covered. We've got you. We're going to move to the next page of your workbook and talk about how do we actually, let's begin with where we are, which is like, how do I then set up a podcast or optimize the one I have? Okay. So whether you are starting, I want you to replace what this says. You can't see because my fuzzy is on, but it says podcast audit. If you already have a podcast, you're going to go through this roadmap right now as if it is a podcast audit to optimize the show you already have. If you don't have a podcast right now, you're going to say podcast setup. Okay. So just cross out the word audit if you've not started your show and write setup at the top if you printed this. If not, visualize. Okay. So let's begin. The number one thing that we need to really, really, really be clear on is your podcast title. And this comes from figuring out, obviously, so we have a step zero that I don't have on your paper right now, which is, what is my podcast going to be about? You guys have to figure out some type of direction, some type of niche that you're going to serve. And this is like, for any of you that are here, like, I am completely starting from scratch. We're going to have a gift. We have a bonus for you guys this week. And I don't want to give too much away, but you're basically going to be able to get one of my courses completely free that helps you with clarity on what the heck your business will be. So right now for today's, like, just allow yourself to dream. This is not to stress any of you out. It's to show you what is possible. Okay. So we're just going to have fun with this. So what is your podcast niche going to be? Write it on your paper. Now, title. Let's go into the actual tactical stuff on the sheet here. Podcast title. So for example, I'm going to ask you guys a few questions right now. I want you to tell me if this podcast title is clear or unclear. Now, when I say clear, if you are a brand new listener, AKA lead, AKA friend, and you wanted to come and listen to this podcast, would you know straight from the title what this podcast was about? Okay. So clear or unclear? Are you ready? First one. Macros for moms. If this was the title of a podcast, is it clear or unclear? You guys, that is extremely clear, unless you don't know what macros is. Macros is like where you track your food. Macros for moms. That's so clear. I know I am coming to listen to this show because I am a mom and I need help with macros. It is so clear. What about this one? And see, this is where sometimes we get confused, okay? Free and fruitful. Is that clear or unclear? Do you know what you are getting when you go to that podcast? Okay, that one is unclear. If I am a brand new person and I am coming on the podcast app, free and fruitful for what? Free from what? Fruitful in what capacity? Not clear. Not clear. We at the Steph Gas School call those floofy. Hi, little floofy, but we love you. You know, like one thing you guys will get to know about me is like, I'm a super straight shooter. So like, I don't let my students be floofy. I stretch you and I push you and I challenge you until we get to the end result that you desperately need so that we get leads faster, so that we get listeners and they stick. Okay. We're not here to be cute. We're here to make a difference. So the third one, how about this? Budgeting for newlyweds, clear or unclear? Okay. And then the last but not least, and this one is a tricky one. Budgeting for newlyweds. That answer is clear. Very, very clear. Good. Grow your business. Is that clear or unclear? It's a tricky one. Okay. Grow your business. Now, while you guys might think, oh, that's clear, that is actually unclear. Because what kind of business? How do you want me to grow my business? Who is this for? There's millions, billions of businesses. How do I know this is for me? So I would much rather you guys have a tactical, specific, sticky title than something fluffy, floofy, and elusive, okay? Now, to the next one on your paper, tagline. So for those of you who are auditing, your questions on the workbook say, is it clear? Is it searchable? And is it targeted towards my niche? Is it four words or less? Those are the four questions you guys are asking yourself, whether you're going to plan your podcast in your homework tonight or you are going to audit your own show. Okay, the second one we're moving to right now is tagline. TSO. Everybody write TSO in your notes. That stands for tactical specific outcome. TSO. Tactical specific outcome. If you cannot tell me in 10 words or less, why am I here? I'm out. The point of that is to give kind of this secondary clarity to what the business is. So for example, remember my Macros for Moms podcast? The example of the tagline or TSO statement. So Macros for Moms would be the title of the show. And then it's get fit in 15 minutes a day using macro planning. Do you guys see how specific that is? It's not like lose weight and feel great, know what to eat, and also nutrition planning. No, no, not too much, too big, too fluffy. I want you guys to bring it all the way in. In the Stephanie Gaskell, I teach something called the micro niche. And we have to bring it in three levels deep for people. And so I'll teach you more about that in the Steph Gaskell, but do you guys see where it's very, very sticky? Like you can touch it, you can feel it, you know that it's super, super tactical. So a tip here is like no ands. If you have to look at your TSO statement and like audit yourself, which your tagline, some of you might call this like a mission statement or something like that. No ands. So people, some of my students will come in and they'll put like time management and planning your schedule and no, one thing. I need you guys to get known in your pocket of the internet. Once you pass 100,000 downloads, like we can broaden it a tad. When you pass 1 million downloads, I don't care what you do. You made it, boo. Like you here. But for now, we've got to get tactical so that we can really actually attract leads for our show. Okay. So a few other examples of a TSO that's very sticky would be build your own professional website for new solopreneurs. For example, let's say, remember that podcast example I gave you, grow your business? Well, what if that person's tagline was build your own professional website for solopreneurs? So clear. Now we know what kind of business, we know who it's for. I would challenge that podcast owner to rebrand and rename their show something like website 101 for solopreneurs or websites made easy. Like, we need to be clear. What am I doing? What is the value that I bring to the marketplace? You want to be able to point at it. It's like it's on a dartboard and you are shooting that dart and it's hitting every single time. That clear, that specific. And if you are not clear on yours, don't worry. That's exactly what we do in the Seth Gass School. I'm like, I work with you guys. I hammer you, but like in a loving way, like a baby hammer with a hug afterwards. Like, we're not here to mess around. Are you guys willing to do the work? We have to do the work to get better. And here's the great news. Those of you that started your podcast and you did it wrong, welcome to the club, baby. I rebranded 3 times before I finally got where I am today. And it's right. At least for now, you know, like we learn, we grow, we stretch. It's okay to be where you are. Okay. The third one is podcast art. Guys, your podcast art has got to be professional. This is non-negotiable. If you had to pick between buying a podcast mic for $100 or getting professional podcast art, I would have you get art and record your podcast on your phone. Truly 100%. I created my own art on Canva and it definitely hindered my growth. Here's why. Let me show you guys something. I'm going to share my screen. Do you see my art? Now, granted, this is like 6 podcast cover arts later. So I get it. Start where you are, do your best. But this is very professional. And why does that matter? Because when somebody comes in and they type in make money online, right? They come into Apple Podcasts and they type in make money online because this is an SEO tool for people search engine optimization. And they type that in and click enter. What happens? All these search results come up right here. Do you guys see these search results for podcasts? Well, look, in the top 10, which is where you want to show up, here's mine. Okay. Now, Brianna is one of my students, so she knows and she has good art too. But all these other shows, like, and you know, in no shade, but like, this is good. Like, I would click on my podcast art. This is like the cover of your book. Don't play. If you want a best-selling book, you are not going to go and make your own art. You're going to have somebody make it for you so that it will show, stand out. You'll show up in the competition. Your art is non-negotiable. And if you got, obviously, you know, I have a graphic designer that I recommend to you guys in my school. We have an amazing discount for you guys as a Steph Gass student. If you need help with that, like we'll get you covered, but art really, really matters. Okay. So art. So in your little workbook here, art is it professional? Does it look clean? Does it have a title on it? See how my art has a title? Online Business for Christian Women is the title of my show. Okay. Does it have your name on it? And does it have that little TSO statement on there? That is super important. Now, if you cannot get professional photography done, do not put a photo on there. I don't want to see a car selfie on your podcast art. You guys love me. I know this is hard to hear. This is hard to hear because you're like, oh crap. You know, like maybe I didn't make my art as professional as I should have. It's okay. I don't even want to show you my first art because you'll laugh so hard at me. You'll laugh me straight off this live right now. But the point is, don't make my mistakes. We can just start from a level of professionalism and grow into that level of professionalism. I built a $1 million brand before I was one, and that changed everything. Okay. So we'll help you with that in the Steph Gass School. Okay. 3 more quickly. We're going through description. Do you guys see, this is the description called the description of your podcast. And this is important, friends, because all my detail oriented people, where are you guys at? You are going to come over here and read this to see, is this podcast for me? So this really matters. When you guys craft your description of your show, you want to make sure that you have the verbiage in there that your people are speaking. Sometimes there's a disconnect between the podcast that you've created and the words and the verbiage and the messaging that you're using. Okay. So that description is important. So you're going to audit. Is my podcast description keyword rich, which we'll talk about in just a second. Does it include everything that my avatar wants to see and hear? And are my links included? If you have any links yet, like a Facebook group or an email list or any of those things, you'll want to put it here in your description. Okay. Now, if you don't, great. I teach you how to build all of those things in my program. And if you do, I teach you how to up-level them. So wherever you are, if you have nothing today, nothing but a dream, or a fear. I have a fear to start a podcast. You're in the right place because we're going to teach you all the hows. Remember, this is just dreaming today. We're just going to envision this. Next up is avatar. Little box here. Now, your avatar is who? Who is your podcast for? Okay. So my podcast is for women who want to get clear on what they're called to do and start a business that's partnered with God. They're going to use podcasting to grow leads and get an audience. And then they're going to build an offer, which we're going to talk about tomorrow, that is going to be highly converting. That's actually going to produce income for their business straight from the podcast. And I'm here to do it all to glorify God. Like, that is what I'm here to do. So I get clear in my mind, who is my person? What are they struggling with? And I journal over that and I think about it, and we get market research from you guys. Every single word that every single one of you has said in this bootcamp, it's on a spreadsheet, and we're going to deep dive and we're going to figure out, what did they say was their pain point? What are they struggling with? Why can't they get started? Why are they overwhelmed? Why aren't they making money in their business? Like, I'm going to use your words when I come to my podcast and create content, right? Not mine. This podcast isn't for me. It's for you. So you've got to know who your avatar is and journal over that and think about it. So your homework is going to be to also think about, who am I serving with this show? Now, last but not least is keywords. And you guys, you're going to need to come back and watch the replay of this section, because I know that this is a lot to take in. I just want to give you so much value today that you know you have the foundational tools to move forward. Don't let this be overwhelming for you or stop you. Let this be a stepping stone. Know that, like, this can be messy and you don't have to have it all figured out, but I want you to just dream about what it could look like. Because once you start putting those pieces in place, before long, you have a puzzle and it's coming together. And you're like, oh my gosh, I think I'm really going to start a podcast. I think I'm really going to optimize this thing. I think I'm really going to go all in this year. I think 2024 is going to be my year where I make this a priority. I'm finally consistent. I'm finally showing up for it. Like, you have to make that decision. And the only way you do is to have the right pieces of the puzzle. Otherwise, you don't know where to start. You don't know where to begin, and you feel stuck and stranded. I'm not going to leave you stranded. I'm here with you. And guess what? It's okay to have questions and to be confused and to go, I don't know what you mean when you say that. That's why we're here. And that's why some of you, you're going to move forward with us into the Steph Gass School. If you need more help with this, like, I needed more help with this. I didn't know how to start a podcast. I didn't know how to make it income producing. This is 5.5 years in a podcasting, guys. And now it's extremely, extremely highly converting, but it took a while and it took learning the strategy. But I want you guys to get there faster than me, which is why I'm doing this for you. Okay, lastly, let me show you something that's going to blow your mind. Last but not least is podcast SEO. Do you guys see this, my podcast screen here? I have some things all the way through my show that are making me and my podcast show up in the search. It is called podcast SEO and podcast keywords. I have an entire framework that I teach for about 2 to 3 weeks inside my program that will help you guys learn what your keywords are, how to use them, where to place them, how to test them, and how to optimize them. But in essence, we need to know, what words are my listeners using and typing in over here in the search that's going to get my podcast and all 725 of my episodes to show up in the search result? That is called podcast SEO and keywords. I want to free you all from thinking that you have to show up on social media to grow your podcast. No, no, no. Your podcast is the top of funnel. It is the thing that brings in the leads. But you have to set it up correctly. You have to be strategic with this. We cannot just throw a podcast out there and think that it's going to be working for us to get followers and listeners and sales. We have to do it right. So, high level, you can see that I have things like online business, grow your business, start a podcast, marketing. In here, all of my titles have podcast keywords in it. And my keywords will not work for you. You have to do the market research and follow the strategic formula that I give you guys to to know what your people are saying, test it, research it, plug it in the right places, and then we let it roll for about 2 to 4 weeks, and then we optimize, and then we tweak. So this is definitely a process, but I want to show you guys what's possible here. So for example, see like episode 724 says make money podcasting, 4 ways to monetize a podcast. When people type into the search here, make money podcasting, my episode comes up. Monetize a podcast, my show comes up. This is possible for you. So fun, okay? So love that so much. All right. And actually what I'm going to do that'll be super fun today because we're running out of time on the live is I'm going to do a live audit Loom, and I'm going to post it in the group for you guys. That way you can watch me audit a couple of your podcasts and you can kind of get a visual for how that works. Okay. Next up, how did you do? Those of you who are planning your podcast right now, I want you to go through and kind of high level, go through these 6 buckets and come and share it in the group for us. Okay. Those of you that are optimizing your podcast, what is the one thing that you really need to update, or 6 things? It's fine. We're here for the work. We are here for the work. I have decided, I have made a declaration in my life that whatever needs to happen to continue to glorify God in my work, I'm here for the work. The very first entrepreneur was God himself because he created. We are here to create. We are not afraid to fix things. We are not afraid to get in and uproot stuff that isn't working. Pull the weeds, plant the seeds, watch it flourish. I'm here for the work. What needs to change? What can be better? What can be optimized? I want you to fill that out. Plan your podcast as your homework on the last page of your workbook, or audit your podcast. Fill it out and come share it in the group for us. Post your homework, and you're going to hashtag your team lead in that homework post so that your lead can kind of work with you on your homework, okay? All right, so that's your homework for today. Tomorrow, friends, we are going to learn how to monetize a podcast. The top ways that we make money, real money, profit producing, income generating offers from a podcast. So do not miss tomorrow's training. Remember that you are here in a posture of learning, and get excited because we have our first really big, fun, juicy giveaway tomorrow. And then I actually have scholarships to my programs happening on Wednesday and Thursday of this week. For those of you guys who are here live doing your homework, watching those replays, fully engaged with us, we are going to have some very, very, very lucky winners. I will see you guys tomorrow for another value-packed day. God bless, and thanks for being with me.
Did you have fun
or learn something?
Leave Mama a review. Pretty please.
I hope you loved today's episode, friend. I pray it stretched you, challenged you, or grew you in some way. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else who's been praying for a business breakthrough? I'd also love it if you take 30 seconds for me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This is the only way that I know you're actually liking the show. Plus, it lights me up to hear from you. Lastly, come on over and watch my free workshop, where I'll teach you how to grow your online business in less than 2 hours a week using podcasting. You can watch right now at podcastforgrowth.com. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. I'll see you in a few days. God bless.